Dealing with disability. A disability is a condition or quality linked to a particular person. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that limits a person in one or more major life activities. A disability is present when activities usually performed by people are in some way restricted. According to the WHO, there are about 1 billion people in the world who have a disability. That's about 15% of the world's population. Physical disabilities limit the way the body works. For example, some people need glasses because they do not see well. Other people do not walk and use wheelchairs. Developmental disabilities limit some people's thinking. Other terms for this include retardation, mentally handicapped, and special needs. For instance, Down syndrome is an example of a developmental disability. In everyday life, some people use the term handicap or refer to people with disabilities as the handicapped. The first term, handicap, refers to an obstacle imposed on people by some constraint in the environment. Older buildings that lack ramps for wheelchair access, for example, present a handicap for people who use wheelchairs. In this case, a wheelchair user is handicapped. Her mobility through use of her wheelchair is disrupted by the missing ramp. People are very sensitive when they talk about a disability, so you need to be careful and choose appropriate words not to offend someone. Avoid potentially offensive terms or euphemisms. Commonly accepted terminologies include people with disabilities and a person with a visual, hearing, physical, speech, cognitive impairment. Also, be aware of personal space. Some people who use a mobility aid, such as a wheelchair, walker, or cane, see these aids as part of their personal space. Don't touch, move, or lean on mobility aids. This is also important for safety. When you're working with someone, you can ask what terminology he or she prefers. Some people prefer different terms. Some get very upset about terminology, and some don't care. Some people really appreciate the opportunity to talk about their disability and educate people about accessibility issues, and others don't like to talk about it at all. Before you help someone, ask whether they need help. In some cases, a person with a disability might seem to be struggling, yet they are fine and would prefer to complete the task on their own. Describing people with disabilities. Who are people with disabilities? People with disabilities are first and foremost people. People who have individual abilities, interests, and needs. For the most part, they are ordinary individuals seeking to live ordinary lives. People with disabilities are mums, dads, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, friends, neighbours, co-workers, students, and teachers. Historically, people with disabilities have been regarded as individuals to be pitied, feared, or ignored. They have been portrayed as helpless victims, repulsive adversaries, heroic individuals overcoming tragedy, and charity cases who must depend on others for their well-being and care. Media coverage frequently focused on heartwarming features and inspirational stories that reinforced stereotypes, patronized and underestimated individuals' capabilities. Much has changed lately. New laws, disability activism, and expanded coverage of disability issues have altered public awareness and knowledge, eliminating the worst stereotypes and misrepresentations. Still, old attitudes, experiences, and stereotypes die hard. People with disabilities continue to seek accurate portrayals that present a respectful, positive view of individuals as active participants of society in regular social, work, and home environments. Additionally, people with disabilities are focusing attention on tough issues that affect quality of life, such as accessible transportation, housing, affordable healthcare, employment opportunities, and discrimination. Eliminating stereotypes. Every individual, regardless of sex, age, race, or ability, deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. As part of the effort to end discrimination and segregation in employment, education, and our communities at large, it's important to eliminate prejudicial language. What should you say? Be sensitive when choosing the words you use. Here are a few guidelines on appropriate language. Recognize that people with disabilities are ordinary people with common goals for a home, a job, and a family. Talk about people in ordinary terms. Never equate a person with a disability, such as referring to someone as retarded, an epileptic, or quadriplegic. These labels are simply medical diagnoses. Use people-first language to tell what a person has not what a person is. Emphasize abilities, not limitations. Say, for example, a man walks with crutches, not he's crippled. Avoid negative words that imply tragedy, such as afflicted with, suffers, victim, prisoner, and unfortunate. Recognize that a disability is not a challenge to be overcome, and don't say people need to succeed in spite of a disability. Ordinary things and accomplishments do not become extraordinary just because they are done by a person with a disability. What is extraordinary are the lengths people with disabilities have to go through and the barriers they have to overcome to do the most ordinary things. Use handicap to refer to a barrier created by people or the environment. Use disability to indicate a functional limitation that interferes with a person's mental, physical, or sensory abilities, such as walking, talking, hearing, and learning. For example, people with disabilities who use wheelchairs are handicapped by stairs. Do not refer to a person as bound to or confined to a wheelchair. Wheelchairs are liberating to people with disabilities because they provide mobility. Do not use special to mean segregated, such as separate schools or buses for people with disabilities, or to suggest a disability itself makes someone special. Avoid cute euphemisms such as physically challenged, inconvenienced, and differently abled. Promote understanding, respect, dignity, and positive outlooks.